Children of light, your time is at hand. As warriors, you have come to keep the light burning in all hearts, in all lands. This your work must now begin. Children, clouds are drawing near. Shadows cover the land. Freedom must be your song. Love your melody. Spread God's peace in love's perfume. May God's joy lead your way. Never forget who you are. You are all that can be.
That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program. Let's find out with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. How is everybody? We are now in the last week of August, and now through the end of the year, it is going to be focused, concentrated, colorful, eventful, intense, with lots of twists and turns and zigzags. In other words, it's going to be crazy. Switchbacks and reversals. Barely any area of your life will stay the same. This will be very good training for us light workers because we have to stay centered, observant, and to keep coming back to the breath. The more you can do that in the ways I've taught you over this past year, the better it will serve you and the healthier you'll remain and the clearer your mind will be. I don't know if you're aware, but when you work with the breath, you help your subconscious and you help your nervous system, your subconscious nervous system. Because that's what we have to do to release all the tensions. When we hear things on the air that we either disagree with or upset with, it affects us subconsciously. It's a natural response, but sometimes it's very difficult to deal with. That's what high blood pressure is all about. So September starts with a bang, even a few days before the month opens. This next week, it will be a little up and down for you because on September 2nd, which is Labor Day, we have Uranus moving retrograde. We also have Pluto moving retrograde back into Capricorn, along with the new moon in Virgo. The planet movements are always magnified and felt up to 5 days before the action. So Mercury goes direct on Wednesday. And I'm telling you that from Wednesday on, which is August 28th, it's going to get a little hairy. Even your skin and how you feel are going to be affected. Uranus symbolizes earthquakes, volcanoes, hurricanes, seismic activity. This energy can be political. It can be financial. It can involve power outages, electromagnetic destruction, aircraft interruptions and delays, aviation in other ways, internet disturbance, and cutoffs. Now, that's going to bother a lot of people all over the world. It also brings us shocks and surprises. This energy is the truth, and it's awakening, it's ascension, and we are going to have a lot of truth and awakening happening worldwide. I want to make you aware that this energy is unstoppable. There will be universal mind downloads, and there'll be Kundalini activation, and this will all be spontaneous. So if you feel some kind of a throbbing or some kind of a signal happening to you, stop, get quiet, find a place either to sit down or lay down, and allow the messages to come through. You might be anywhere. You might be at the store getting your groceries. You might be getting gas. You might be driving to pick up the kids. Whatever. And it cannot be stopped. And it is coming in pretty intensely. This energy is linked to your authenticity. It comes in at 27 degrees Taurus, which is as far as Uranus has opened up in its 84-year cycle. The last time it happened was at the end of 1941, when we had Pearl Harbor Day and the U.S. entered World War II. That was on December 7th, 1941. This doesn't mean that anything like that will happen again, but is a kind of disruptive, explosive, unexpected, shocking kind of event that we're going to have. It could be electromagnetic. We are also in the peak of solar cycle 25, so there'll be solar flares, and there can be a lot of electromagnetic activity. We just don't know. If you have any planets between 26 and 28 degrees of fixed signs, you might be feeling quite restless. You feel a greater need for freedom. You feel you need to break away, to break the rules, or even break through to a higher state of being, a higher consciousness. Uranus is linked to the higher mind and very much linked to your individual self-expression, your authenticity. If you're feeling this rubbing up energy, like your foot is on the gas while the brake is on, you'll be feeling it, especially if you're in a stale relationship, a stale job situation, or a financial bind. Somewhere, there will be this kind of agitation to break free. I don't know where for you, because I'd have to look at your chart. Mine happens in the sixth house, which is health, work, and pets. So I've been affected in those areas, and I'm trying to break free and get on with it. I'm making a lot of progress. What the astrology is saying is that you need to follow these instincts, because if we don't do that voluntarily, with Uranus, the universe will do it for you. And 9 times out of 10, you won't like that. Uranus will come at you like lightning, with events from the other side to create a new situation very suddenly. As I said, all this energy is on September 2nd, the U.S. Labor Day holiday. And since Neptune is retrograde, I want everybody to be careful of swimming, water skiing, any water sports. I don't know if you are aware of that yacht that got in trouble this last week, but the astrology can be affected by water. Now, I'm not saying anything, any of this is scary. That's not my function at all. Nor am I saying it to be laughed at, made fun of, and called an old fogey, which I was. I'm saying this to make you prepared for what's coming, to make you a little bit more careful, maybe to walk a little slower, to drive a little slower, because Pluto will be demanding. It's the snake that sheds its skin. It's a very deep energy and causes fundamental changes. Things will never be the same again in that area of life, whatever affects you in your chart. It's a deep dive that can often take up to 2 years for the transit to complete itself. It's always intense, often in situations where there are power plays, control issues, manipulation, and challenges. And it challenges your self-empowerment. It can get very stressful on the way. We are having a presidential election. I think what I just said covers all of the issues that can happen to the body. Uranus tends to bring in radical, shocking, surprising, rapid change. We can take up to 1 year to complete. Pluto is 2 years, Uranus is 1 year. So, on Labor Day, we have this revolutionary, rebellious, riotous, protest, uppity energy where everyone needs to be heard, demanding more freedom, more human rights. That's Uranus. And on that very same day, Pluto moves into what I call the last gasp of top-down power with Capricorn. What is this last gasp? The 29 degree of Capricorn. What is it likely to be about? It's where the shadow part of the sign comes in more strongly. Now, Capricorn is about top-down structures like government, corporations, institutions, and these kinds of organizations that have held power over us in a kind of vertical social economic structure. They favor equality. They favor elitism. They favor, I'm on the plane, now we can take off. And we felt that very strongly, especially through these terrible 20s, with COVID-19, the shutdowns, and all. This energy will probably bring in greater attempts at top-down power and control over us. Issues are likely in that respect to be louder, to be more and more hollow. It's do as I say, not as I do. Please know that in your heart. Know, please, that it's hollow and shallow, and that it's not going to win. There may be a sense of, oh my goodness, the world is going backwards, but it really isn't. This is the last gasp. The last gasp, but it may feel that way superficially. You may think that all is lost, but it's not. It's just hot air. Astrology is so helpful as a cosmic tool. The universal weather forecast, it gives us a deeper meaning. It may feel as if the world is going backwards, but don't engage in the kind of going backwards energy. Don't give power to it. Be assured that this too shall pass, because once Pluto moves and re-enters Aquarius in November for the next 20 years, and Pluto is the planet of power, that will be the beginning of the shift of the power to the people. Where have you heard that before? It's not going to happen in a day, a month, or even a year. It will take some time, but the shift of power is coming back to the people. If you look at some historical patterns, particularly in the late 1700s, and the 1500s, and the 1200s, when Pluto was in Aquarius, there was always a reduction of top-down power. But particularly the late 1700s, there was a shift to the people. More grassroots power. More communities coming together. Artisan businesses. The beginning of the middle class. The People's Council. People assemblies. Power being held locally and in a decentralized manner rather than in a top-down manner. This is about decentralization. It's about Aquarian energy. It's about ascension, and it's about bringing your soul into a place of balance, being, and closer to who you really are. This is the direction we're headed. And this is where we need to put our own energy. It's not, oh my goodness, we're going backwards, back to centralization. Focus where the astrology is focused, where the life force is focused. Find your local group, your local people, your like-minded people, people you can connect with in person or online. Think community, collaboration, grassroots up, people council, assemblies. Many of these already exist, especially people's councils. There are several of them across the world. Local people coming together in a voluntary way to represent the people with a bigger voice. This is where the planet is headed. Now, as a pivotal point with Pluto, will be when it moves direct on October 12th. Lots of people have been talking about the October surprise, and there usually is one in the election year. But now we have Pluto moving direct on October 12th, and that's going to be a surprise. The days around that date are big days, and they center around power and power plays. This is the backdrop, the beginning of this 3-month period that we're entering into. September, October, November, Well, after the 12th is 3 months, right? October to November, November to January, November to December. Sorry, I don't mean to be confused. The old system is collapsing, and it's meant to collapse. We are moving into a new episode for humanity. Trust that. How have we? Now we have Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, all retrograde, the outer planets. When they're retrograde, they're closer to the Earth, and their energies will be felt more strongly. The area of 29 degrees, or the last degrees of their sign, over and over again is being emphasized. What I said for months now, endings and new beginnings. Endings and new beginnings. There'll be lots of endings and new beginnings as we move through these concentrated, accelerated months towards ascension and evolution. Next week is September 1st. I will speak about the new moon and more about the September energies at that time. But right now, we are going to have our weekly cosmic tip and our break. And I picked some wonderful songs from the past for you to enjoy. I'll be back and I'm going to tell everybody their September horoscope projection. See you on the other side. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of August 25th through September 1st, 2024. The last week in August brings us a strong highlight of romance for the entire week. If you still haven't found your summer love, get ready, get out there, and socialize. However, we need to be careful with storms, hurricanes, and travel through the Labor Day weekend. You have Mercury coming out of retrograde, Jupiter and Mars still together in Gemini, and Uranus turns retrograde in Taurus on Sunday, September 1st. Expect the unexpected on August 25th, with the Moon in Virgo trining Uranus in Taurus. Someone could blurt out something that should be kept under wraps. A secret is unexpectedly revealed. Sometimes the right decision in love is not the dutiful, reliable partner, but instead the exciting, spontaneous, passionate, and mentally stimulating James Bond type. If you dare to go outside of your comfort zone on Tuesday, you may actually find someone who thrills you deep inside. The earth may move under your feet. If you've been under any delusions with your summer love, Mercury turns direct on Wednesday, bringing clarity back to your foggy brain and your love life. You may need to face the truth of betrayal and deception, but that certainly is better than living a lie. Thursday is a powerful day. You could find your soulmate and get a proposal or even get married on that day. Friday ends the week with feelings of happily ever after. If your knight in shining armor appears, ride off with them into the sunset to check out new realms of romance. You may need to loosen your control of responding to love, but it will be well worth it. Saturday is a relaxing, calm, and laid-back day. Could be one of your last days laying on that beautiful beach. On Sunday, we enter a new month and a new energy. In September, the retrograde motion of the outer planets, particularly Pluto, which will re-enter Capricorn, bring in a new tension. Issues relate to big business, big government, big pharma, big tech, or big anything that governs our everyday lives. Once again, the energy brings the issues of stability to the agenda. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or to book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I'm making this extra recording about the need for protection in August because the energies are showing it can be a very dangerous time, especially the last 2 weeks of August. Mercury goes retrograde on Sunday, August 4th at 9 degrees Virgo and turns direct on Wednesday, August 28th at 27 degrees Leo. The astrological signs pertain to energetic danger, which can indicate a need for protection due to insecurity, community danger, or possible attacks. Interestingly, throughout the year, Mercury retrogrades from Earth sign to a fire sign, and this means it will be causing things to be out of control, much like a wildfire. As it shifts from Earth to fire, there is a sense of being smothered, which can indicate fires along with severe weather, as in hurricanes, cyclones, and heat. Too much heat that you can't breathe, not well. Also, poor air quality. Because of astrology, there is a threat of a major earthquake along the west coast of Japan. So let's pray that that doesn't happen. The new moon on August 4th occurs at 9 degrees. The new moon on August 4th occurs at 9 degrees Leo. Of course, the new moon is always in Leo this time of year, but it occurs in the ninth house of the U.S., indicating uncovering secrets, laying down a law, and possible corruption, along with financial concerns in the government. It wasn't a surprise to see President Biden stepping down from re-election when you look at the charts of the USA and Biden. I predicted this would happen more than a year ago. The new and full moons in August are in Leo and Aquarius, and they indicate a big change in the government for the U.S. Transiting Mars will conjunct President Biden's natal Saturn in his seventh house, the House of Partnerships. But the seventh house is also the house of open enemies, which can mean killer. This is a very difficult transit occurring in the seventh house, and it could even be health-related because diseases can be killer diseases. As for former President Trump, there are no threats to him with Uranus, Mars, and Jupiter in his 10th house of reputation and career, and he should get through these difficult times without incident. As transiting Jupiter nears his natal sun, his power will increase, and this happens around election time, early November. For everyone, be careful of the intense heat and air quality around you. If it's high or dangerous, I suggest you decide to stay inside and safe instead of chancing it. Nothing is more important to your health and physical balance. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you for listening to my Safety and Needs for Protection program. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
January to December, we'll have moments to remember.
Ooh. The New Year's Eve, we did the town, the day we tore the goalpost down. We will have these moments to remember. The quiet walks, the noisy fun, the ballroom prize we almost won. And other days may find us gone our separate ways. We will have these moments to remember.
The drive-in movie, where we'd go, and somehow never watch the show.
We will have these moments to remember. Though summer turns to winter and the present disappears, the laughter we were glad to share will echo through the years. When other nights and other days may find us gone,
That was Moments to Remember by the Four Lads, very popular in the late 50s. I played it tonight because we are going into a whole new life, a whole new world, and I hope that all of you will have beautiful moments to remember. I'm going to give you your September stargazing. Starting with September 2nd and the new moon in Virgo brings holiday barbecues and festivities. This brings in an excellent excuse to usher in a healthier eating habit and routine. Virgo rules health issues. Don't eat too many of those hot dogs. September 17th is the full moon lunar eclipse at 25 degrees Pisces. It rips off any rose-colored glasses you may have. You are forced to look at some harsh reality of a situation that has long been swept under the table. Problems can no longer be ignored. That's the moon signs. Now we'll start with the personal signs. Aries, your social life continues to be highly active this month. Invite friends you haven't seen in a while over for a weekend visit. Workplace relationships are in focus now as well. Your team manages upcoming deadlines, satisfying your task-oriented boss. The lunar eclipse in Pisces on the 17th allows you to recover from a minor illness. Medical issues lead you to discover competent doctors in your area and treat long-standing problems. Taurus. The lunar eclipse in Pisces on the 17th brings one of your busiest times of the year. The attention is on your personal and professional goals, membership agreements, and revenues marked for funding new enterprises. Invite your boss to dinner at home mid-month, engaging in friendly trivia games after the meal. Bond with neighbors at a community meeting at the fall equinox, which is on the 21st, to address local problems. You may sense an emotional chill in the house. Harmony at the month's end. Be careful you don't upset anybody. Gemini. The new moon in Virgo on Labor Day, September 2nd, reminds you to treasure important memories of family and domestic members. At the lunar eclipse in Pisces on the 17th, you can expect important changes and new work responsibilities. September brings you another excellent money cycle. The last two Wednesdays, the 18th and the 25th, bring good news about raises and bonuses. Cancer. Your home is the perfect place to host a holiday cookout over the Labor Day weekend. Get out games and treat your young adults and adult guests to magical moments and new experiences in competition. Monopoly, Sorry, Jeopardy, anyone? Affection, intimacy, and fun can fill your time card all month, Cancer. Out-of-town guests may visit between the Pisces lunar eclipse on the 17th and the fall equinox on the 21st. Check your credit rating for possible scamming at month's end. Leo. In September, you will be paying down debt, rearranging finances, and creating savings options. Bond with your significant other mid-month to enjoy the theater or a sports event with a full festive dinner. Recent storm activities that took a toll on your community inspire you to organize a fund drive. The focus is to buy materials, supplies, and maintenance to repair any damage happening in the community. Expect sudden shifts at work along with disastrous upsets at month's end. Be sure to stay flexible. Virgo, you shopper furnishings to dress up your beautiful house over the Labor Day weekend. You focus on business and personal relationships at the Pisces full moon eclipse. You've noticed a change in attitude with some people who are important to you. Friends and relatives gather for dinner at month's end to plan dates for the upcoming holiday season. Libra, as September opens, you are on vacation with family and loved ones. Some new people may join you as you expand your social network. From the 15th to the end of the month, your workload needs strong collaboration, and you need to set priorities, deadlines, solve problems, and satisfy management. Be sure to pace yourself, watch your stress levels, and schedule important medical appointments, Libra. Scorpio, your work career and children have been your focus in 2024. You could renew bonds of friendship over the Labor Day weekend. Siblings join you for a dinner out at a favorite place mid-month. You share personal, family, and career news. You can plan on sprucing up your home's exterior this fall, adding new shutters, repairing siding, or installing a new roof before winter sets in. Self-confidence could surface after a colleague makes a critical remark at month's end. Don't let it bother you, Scorpio. You're fine. Sagittarius, the new moon in Virgo on Labor Day reminds you of how grateful you are to be appreciated for your commitment and dedication to your work. You love your work and the leadership that results. Intimacy with your love partner is enjoyed at the full moon Pisces eclipse on the 17th. Romantic talk flows freely, and mental compatibility draws you both closer than ever. Others call your gift of humor a welcome break at work when matters get tense. Purchases around the fall equinox bring you the deals that you desire, and you're able to save a lot. Capricorn, September opens with you away on a holiday vacation. The space was available and the price was right. Connect with distant relatives and plan for a lengthy visit over the upcoming holidays. At mid-month, you are happy that an extra raise in pay will cover any unexpected household expenses. Keep your eyes on any children involved in sports at month's end. Aquarius, work with financial experts over the Labor Day holiday to explore home equity lines of credit. Positive rapport with accountants are informative, and you gain insight to workable options for sound money practices. Visualize prosperity during this positive money cycle for you. There are sudden shifts in family member activities mid-month. For the rest of September, be very cautious with your loose money and credit cards to protect your interests. could be a lot of scammers out there for everybody. That's a big thing right now. Let's do Pisces. Don't be surprised if you feel drained of energy for most of September. The new moon in Virgo on Labor Day suggests travel to a quiet, restful vacation spot. Your romantic partner may invite you to a holiday picnic or cookout with some friends. Excellent verbal and written skills give you a leg up on competition when management announces some job openings around the fall equinox. Don't allow yourself to get into an argument over personal opinions at month's end. And for heaven's sakes, don't discuss politics. Well, that's your September forecast. I'm happy to give it to you. And I'll be back next week, which is September 1st. And I will let you know what's going on for this next month. Remember, stay on your perch. Don't forget to breathe and do your breathing exercises to calm down your mind and your body and your spirit. Thank you for listening tonight, and I'll see you next time. Good night.
I'll be alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write. See you.
on your beams tonight, sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window, oh sweet moonlight, oh take me to the stars.
And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes. Take some deep breaths and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the Almighty Power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light, and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it. Join with it. Meld into it and become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength, know your path, and walk it as a son or daughter of God.
repeat the memories you gave of me.
Take one fresh and tender kiss.
The memories you gave of me.
Add one stolen night of bliss.
The memories you gave of me.
One girl, one boy, some grief, some joy, man.
Memories you gave
made of this.
The memories you gave of me.
Don't forget a small moonbeam.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Fold in lightly with a dream.
You can't beat the memories you gave
of me. Your lips and mine, two sips of wine. Memories are made of this.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Then add the wedding bells, the one house where lovers dwell, three little kids for the flavor. Stir carefully through the days, see how the flavor stays. These are the dreams you will savor
with his blessings from above.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Serve it generously with love.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
One man, one wife, one love through life. Memories are made of this.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Memories are